Well, I was going to go back a minute, and then I joined Wilson in WA, right? Well, I joined the AW in WA. I didn't initially join Wilson, and then he approached me and said, "This is what we're going to do. Are you with me or are you against me?" You know, overthrow Keenan and Isherwood, take over the branch. You're either with me or against me. And he seemed like he was the sort of bloke that had the best interests of the unions in the members of the union, the welfare of the members, ahead of anything else, like myself. And so I joined with him, and we subsequently. But
just before you keep going, let me jump in, mate.
I was subordinate to him, so I followed his orders, which was a flow-on from my upbringing and my army experience.
I'm going to jump in, Ralph. Right, yeah. Mate. You know, you've told me that your intention is to expiate. Let me say another word. To atone for. To go straight is the expression.
Yeah.
You want in the past because of your co-conspirators, you name them, not me, who are they?
Gillard, Wilson, Murphy and others.
You want this all out in the open? And we also discussed that you are no longer giving them any advance warning of shit that they'll just use against you, right?
Yeah, I made that decision after discussions with yourself.
And that's why I say I'm jumping in it to explain why I'm jumping in and say, don't bloody give them any bullets, mate, they can use.
Yeah.
And I know you're champing at the bit and you're telling me you want to talk and tell everyone more. Save it, Ralph. Save it for the court. Save it for the prosecution.
I'm sweating on the day they charge me.
I know you are.
And then the public of Australia will, hopefully, if the mainstream media decide they're going to publish it, bastards, they've let the community down, they've let Australia down. That's what annoys me.
But people don't want to hear so much about...
like Justice Dyson Hayden.
Just wait, mate. Ralph, don't say it. I know you're busting too, but you wouldn't... If you're going out on a clearing patrol, you wouldn't get your bloody 7.62 pointed to the sky and say, VC, here we are, boom, boom.
No, that's right.
And you're not going to do that now?
No. No, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. They know what I mean.
Enough. Ralph, I know you're not a thief.
Bottom line is I'm not walking away from this, Michael.
That's it. That is exactly it. You are... So
it goes back to RAR duty first, mate.
Just for people who don't know about the regiment.
It's a duty to...
Just what's the motto say? What's the motto?
Duty first.
What's your duty?
I've already fulfilled part of it, and that was to come clean about my part as an associate, or what's the other word, accomplice.
When people get together to do a criminal act, they...
Accomplice.
No, well, one accomplice helps, but what they have a...
It doesn't matter.
All right, well, you tell me if you adopt this word. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, okay.
Did you conspire with others?
Yeah, but not consciously, in the sense that I never considered the illegalities of it. I just followed the instructions of my employer. Now, hindsight's 20/20 vision.
Hang on a sec, Ralph. I can't reconcile what you just said with what you've told me in the past. You're saying now that you did not think these were crimes.
I never put my mind to it at the time.
You knew when you went to the corporate affairs shit. Or let me ask you a more basic question. In relation to Kerr Street, did you buy Kerr Street with your money? Was it you who was going to be the owner? No. Was that a sham or a genuine transaction?
It was a sham, but as a request of Wilson.
So you can... Well, I'm using the word conspired. It's got to be your...
Yeah.
You've said that to me in the past, that you conspired with Wilson and conspired with Gillard over the power of attorney and what have you. We're half an hour, no bus is going to be listening, mate. But let's try draw this to a close, Ralph. Let's finish at the start. you and I today went for a swim, got on the internet, and found for the first time the diaries, the war diaries, of the unit that you deployed with to go to South Vietnam, and. As we saw today, for the first time in 50 years, you've seen, or the first time ever, you've seen the after-action report of your first action when you were fired on by the enemy.
Yeah.
You are being fired on by the enemy now. The enemy is those people associated with Gillard, etc., who want to suppress the truth about the crimes you, Gillard, Wilson, etc., were involved with. What is your reaction? What do you say to them, and what do you say to decent people who want to see the truth come out?
All right. Unlike 40, 50 years ago, I won't be doing a tactical withdrawal. this conspiracy that I was a part of, or the fraud that I was a part of, is not ended yet. It has to be exposed. The Australian public have a right to know the truth about the former Prime Minister's role in the fraud and others. The current sitting judge, Bernard Murphy, was a part of it too. I'm not going to walk away and give up until it's fully exposed. There's no end to it until such times as the Australian public know the truth. And if that's heard in a court of law where I'm charged, then so be it. I'll take my chances. I want an end to it sooner rather than later. But if it takes another 1, 2, 5 years, hey, I'm swimming every day for anyone that's listening, and I'm working out my weights, and I'm looking pretty trim for a 70-year-old. So if you guys that were in the conspiracy are hanging out for me to fall off the perch, I reckon I'll be here a long time after a couple of years.
Ralph Blewett, thank you for your service.